Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Two Alaskans are known dead and another wounded in the Las Vegas shooting. Alaska Public Media reports that many Alaska residents attended the Sunday night outdoor concert where 59 people were killed and over 500 injured. Mike Kronk of Toke described what happened during an interview with ABC News that included recorded sound of the shooting.
It sounded like fireworks, and then my buddy that was standing right next to me said, "I'm hit." And then we knew it was real.
The friend hit was 52-year-old Rob McIntosh of North Pole. According to Alaska Dispatch News, McIntosh's family say he's expected to make a full recovery. Kronk says he waited for the gunfire to stop before he and others climbed over a fence, loaded McIntosh onto a cart, and then a truck with three other injured to transport them to medical care.
One of the guys in our truck did not make it either. I carried him out of the truck and he passed away in my arms.
One of the Alaskans killed in the attack is Doreen Anderson of Anchorage, whose daughter confirmed her death in a social media post. Another killed is 35-year-old Adrian Murfitt, a commercial fisherman out of Chignik. Murfitt's mother, Ivana, says her son was a big country music fan who annually attended the festival and this year was there celebrating a successful fishing season.
Just a young man enjoying life. Having a good time after a hard season of work.
Murfitt says it was very difficult to get information about her son from authorities yesterday, but that a friend he was with at the concert, Brian McKinnon of Anchorage, confirmed her son's death.
We called all the hospitals because we didn't know if he was one of the ones that was in the trauma unit or not, but nobody had any records of him, so I still don't know where he is. Nobody's called me, but Brian saw him die.
Murfitt says her son was killed in the first round of shots that rained down on tens of thousands of concertgoers. It's not known how many Alaskans were at the Las Vegas Music Festival. Governor Bill Walker says his niece was at the concert.
So we were very concerned. Then we got a text from her that she and her boyfriend were at that point. They were hiding in a hotel basement.
Governor Walker says he spent yesterday calling families of those killed and injured, some of whom he has personal connections to.
I, of course, convey my condolences, but I also want to find out what I can do to help them. And I did have one instance, one request, and I'm following up on that.
Modified assault rifles were used by the shooter in the attack, but at this point, Governor Walker says he has no plan to push Alaska's congressional delegation for changes to national gun policies.
Today is not the day to have that discussion. I don't have any intention at this time of doing that. So right now we're dealing with the loss and tragedy and whatnot. So I'll continue to reach out in any way I can help the families of the victims, and we'll deal with that.
Flags in Alaska and around the country are being flown at half staff until Friday in honor of those killed in the shooting. It's municipal election day, and polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. for area city and borough voters to elect local government representatives, including school board, council, assembly, and interior gas utility members. Fairbanks voters also consider ballot propositions to ban marijuana businesses in the city and borough. Fairbanks city voters additionally consider a measure to allow property tax increases to make up for state funding shortfalls. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Turnout in the Fairbanks North Star borough for off-year local elections like today's often barely breaks into double digits. But this year could be different if turnout at the polls is anything like the brisk pace of requests for early voting and absentee ballots that both the borough and city clerk's offices have been dealing with lately.
We are definitely up. We're having a steady turnout in our office and both the city clerk's office downtown as well.
Borough Clerk Nancy Ashford Bingham says her staff's been processing requests for early and absentee ballots at a brisk pace over the past month.
We've already processed 1,974, and that is up quite a bit from last year.
Ashford Bingham says the borough tallied less than half that amount of early and absentee ballots for the 2016 local election after they'd been verified, and this year's requests so far also exceed the 2015 total, when, among other things, voters elected a borough mayor and rejected a controversial air quality ballot measure.
We processed 1,492 in 2015.
This year's ballot lists a similarly controversial measure for voters in Fairbanks and unincorporated borough areas, a proposition that asks voters to outlaw local marijuana-related businesses. Borough voters also will elect two new assembly members and fill a third seat on the body with either the incumbent or his challenger. They'll also select a new school board member and consider re-electing a couple of incumbents. And they'll select a new member for the Interior Gas Utility board. Fairbanks voters will either return incumbents or write-in candidates for two uncontested city council seats. They'll also consider a ballot measure that asks permission to increase city property taxes to raise enough money to fill the gap created by cuts in state revenue sharing. The shortfall for the coming fiscal year is now estimated at $1.7 million. Also today, North Pole voters will fill two city council seats, and Delta Junction voters will consider electing four council members. Voters in Delta and other communities in the unorganized borough also will vote for school board candidates for their respective regional educational attendance areas. Ashford Bingham says clerk's office will be regularly posting election results to its webpage after polls close at 8 p.m. and will post unofficial vote totals when all 40 borough precincts have submitted their ballots later tonight. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
And I'm Dan Bross.